welcome to another episode of the Westminster Confession of Funk on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. This is a podcast about storytelling, fatherhood, music, poetry, literature, the creative process, theology, and the perils of trying to live the good life. I am Jason Farley, author, teacher, pastor, and publisher at Jovial Press. Today I have for you another poem from my book 20 Wild Decembers. This one is called The Heel Stone. It's based on Genesis 3:14-15. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Wars and seed and bruises. Our God promises us wars and seed and bruises. But we would win. In the end, the dragon's curse, our promise is a man with a heel, a seed with a heel, a dragon's skull crushed. Cain, is this the man? The Lord gave him. But the first shall be last, and the last first. Sin crouched, the murderer from the beginning, like a lion prowling for devourable, whispering for blood. Raca, roared Cain. The dust caught the blood. The mud cried for blood. The first new heart, won by the wandering lion, learned jealousy, hate, and the ground cried for justice, and the ground began to recall. The seed's blood watered thorns and thistles. The waters covered the earth again, but the rinsed acres remembered. God called our father out of Ur with a seed promise. Remember, a seed is coming, a strong heel is coming, with nation blessings. Show me that you believe, Abraham. The dragon's head will be short-lived, Abraham. Rise up early, lead Isaac up the mountain, Abraham. I will provide a seed. Do not withhold yours, Abraham. Abraham, do you believe I raise the dead? We were Abraham's seed, but without his seed faith, we forgot resurrection and regarded other gods. Egyptian gods whispered sweetly over the cucumbers. Hath God said a seed? Munched a route back into slavery. But God remembered. God had said seed. His 10 toes flexed to crush the 10 gods of Egypt. Finished with the firstborn. Heel on the seed of the Egyptians. Sheltered our seed safe in the wilderness. Watered the dry land as we passed. The serpent mistook the signs. Never resigned. He tried giants. Played right into God's hands. Strength is never shown in strength. Og and Bashan echoed as when they fell. Faith bred in Babylon still heard the stomp. Do not forget, God said. Piled enemies at our gates, enemies with hairy heads, each dome a memorial. Jael, wife of Heber, welcomed Sisera. Abimelech had no faith, never looked up. Heads crushed at God's new beginning. Tall Saul was faith short, blind leading the blind, too blind to see Goliath's shaggy forehead. David saw seed, 5 smooth stones and a promise. More than enough. Brought the head back, dripping with sermon. God forgives sins. God keeps his promises. God, Emmanuel. The bushy scalp of the dragon's house. Wound upon wound. War and seed and bruises. But God delivered a home as promised. The dragon still roared and ruled and wrecked in the wilderness. But God settled us. Multiplied us. Moved in with us. Filled us with laws and wisdom and music, and made the serpent's seed jealous. Who has a God so close? Who has laws so just? Who has a king so wise? Sing us one of the songs of Zion. We sang the promise, we sang the heel stone, we sang the seed war. Blessed is he, the one coming, the head crusher for the serpent's seed, the stone bruised to water the flocks and herds and church, the stone pounded into a nail for the net of Jael, the stone that jangled in a shepherd's pouch with four others stream smoothed, the stone that ground grain and the head of Abimelech, the stone that caught Jezebel's skull as she fell, the stone carved without hands to break clay iron toes, the stone grown to cover the globe, the stone that stumbled the blind leading the blind, the stone rejected and refused, hurled by Polyphemus, receiver of three nail stones, a serpent lifted up, the stone sent for the corner of a living temple, breathed his last to build with breathing stones, the heel stone, the heart stone, crushing to dust, a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, the heel stone, son of Adam, son of Abraham, son of David, seed of Adam, seed of Abraham, seed of David, this, the man, wet with anointing, wet for battle, heel in train, legion of winged things held back on easeful wings, heel itching to flatten worm skull, strong man bound, lying tongue tied, time to empty the house, time to sweep it clean. Healing? Moses did that. Cleanse the leper, raise the dead? Elisha did that. But commanding devils? Even Michael the archangel only said, "The Lord rebuke you." They covered eyes, they held mouths, they struck us with lunacy until we writhed and foamed. They stopped ears, they threw us into the fire and into the water. But then, the word. The word spoken when the morning stars sang together. The word dwelt, and the word spoke, and the spirits slumped prostrate. The spirits said, "Son of God, a house promised to fall divides, wars and seeds and bruises. We were thirsty. The water became wine. We were hungry. The stone became bread. It was time to unfence the table. This is my body, broken for you. Take and eat." Judas took. Judas ate, and the devil entered into him. Some of you have fallen asleep, others have become possessed. Faithless eating? Too dangerous. We passed through the waters into a new name. Tongues of fire melded us to the groaning right-hand stone. Our sown lips were cut as Moses lifted up the dragon in the wilderness. So must the Son of Man be. Yeshua HaNezret Vlem HaYehudim. They stripped off his clothes. There were principalities to strip. Jesus o Niesros o Basileus ton Eldainon. His hands and feet were nailed. There were powers to conquer. Jesus Nazareus rex ideerum. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. He cried again with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. There were crowns to capture. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. The ground remembered all of the blood from Abel. The ground remembered all of the blood to Zechariah. The ground knew the dead's taste. The ground swallowed up our dragon slayer. Life's an unfamiliar flavor. The Son of God was manifested to destroy the devil's work, took on mortal flesh, that through death he might destroy him that had death's power, that death might swallow death. Dragon skulls echo when they crack. Wars and seed and bruises. The God of peace went to war. Children of the God of peace now playing at the asp den. The God of peace may soon crush Satan, may soon crush Satan underneath your feet. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode. If you're looking for more of the funk, you can check out my blog, hosted by the Fight Laugh Feast Network. You can check out my books at Amazon.com, and you can visit Jovial Press for more. Thanks for joining me, and keep it funky, people.